Oh yeah, oh yeah, can I get a oh yeah, oh yeah, can I get a...
Welcome back to Journey to Mastery, the podcast where we dive deep into what it takes to master yourself so you can master your purpose. I'm your host, LZD Flynnard III, and today's episode is all about walking in your greatness. Greatness is a word we hear a lot about, but what does it actually mean to walk in your greatness? It's not about perfection or being better than anyone else. It's about fully embracing who you are, recognizing your unique strengths, and showing up in the world with confidence and purpose. Today, we're going to explore what it looks like to walk in your greatness, why it matters, and how you can start doing it every day. Let's start with understanding and accepting your unique value. Every single one of us has something special to offer, whether it's your skills, your experiences, your perspective, or your personality. There is something that makes you uniquely valuable in this world. Walking in your greatness means recognizing that value and accepting it, not in an arrogant way, but in a way that allows you to show up fully and authentically. One of the biggest challenges people face when it comes to embracing their greatness is self-doubt. You might think, who am I to do this? Or I'm not as good as this person, and so forth. But walking in your greatness starts with understanding that greatness isn't about being perfect. It's about being authentically you. No one else can bring what you bring to the table. Once you recognize that, you can then start operating from a place of confidence. Maintaining humility while recognizing your worth. Walking in your greatness doesn't mean you have to shout from the rooftops about how great you are. It's about having a quiet confidence in your abilities while staying humble and open to learning. Humility and greatness can coexist. In fact, some of the most remarkable people in history have demonstrated this balance. Think about someone like Nelson Mandela. He was undoubtedly great, but his greatness was rooted in his humility, service to others, and willingness to learn from every experience. He wasn't afraid to acknowledge his strengths, but he also knew that greatness is about lifting others up, balancing self-confidence with continuous self-improvement. Walking in your greatness isn't about reaching a final destination and then coasting. It's about constantly striving to improve, to learn, and to grow while knowing that you're already great as you are. When you walk in your greatness, you approach life with a sense of purpose. You don't shrink back from opportunities because you know you're capable of handling whatever comes your way. But at the same time, you're always looking for ways to get better, to improve your skills, to challenge yourself, and to expand your capacity. I like to think of it this way. Greatness is a journey, not a destination. You might be walking in your greatness today, but there's always more growth, more impact, and more purpose waiting for you as you continue on your path. So how can you start walking in your greatness today? Here's an actionable step. Take a few minutes to reflect on one of your greatest strengths, something that makes you uniquely valuable. It could be a skill, a quality, or an experience that sets you apart. I want you to write it down and then think about how you can leverage that strength more and more in your life or in your business. How can you show up in the world with more confidence, knowing that this is a part of your greatness? And here's a bonus challenge. Share that strength with someone else today. Let someone know what you're good at and how you're using that strength to make an impact. Walking in your greatness is also about being unapologetic about your value, so don't be afraid to own it. As we wrap up today's episode, I want to remind you that greatness isn't something you have to earn. It's something you already have within you. The key is to recognize it, accept it, and walk in it with confidence and purpose. The world needs what only you can offer. Thank you for joining me on this episode of My Journey to Mastery. If today's discussion resonated with you, I encourage you to subscribe to the podcast, leave a review, and share it with someone who might benefit from this message. Check out the resources and links in the show notes to support your journey. Until next time, remember, master you, master purpose. I'm LZD Flinard III, and this is my journey to mastery. Stay motivated, stay inspired, and be transformed.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, can I get a oh?